Okay, tonight, since we're 3 days from Rosh Hashanah, I would like to share with you a thought on a Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. I do just want to point out, for those of you who took the photostats, that the Ramah that you see in these copies is not in the standard Shulchan Aruch. The censors took it out. It talks about Shesi Veir, it talks about a cross. And the Chiddush of the Ramah, that a cross that's only made as a reminder, like on a necklace, is not also about no, which really comes from the Gemara on our Amid. I mean, Hashem will find some other opportunity to talk about Salems. But for tonight, we'll talk better about Tshuva because it's an opportune time. I'd like to share with you a Rambam and an understanding of a Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Beis, because throughout my years in yeshiva, I found that Rebbeim and Rabbanim like to quote the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and they skip Halacha Aleph. Perek Beis, Halacha Beis says you're supposed to do tshuva. How great does your tshuva have to be? Yeir olav yedea tulumah isha lo yoshuv lezeh hachet lo'aylam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu could be a witness that you'll never return to this chait forever. So of course that's the most depressing Rambam that could be. On Yom Kippur, Shana Yom Kippur, says the tshuva is you won't return to that chait forever. Extremely depressing, and that's I think why the Rebbeim and the Rabbanim like to quote it, because it's a very extreme, people. It's good in the drasha to quote extreme things. I'd like to learn with you the Rambam before it, which seems to say the exact opposite. We have to answer the stira. But listen to the Rambam. That's Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. That you'll never, ever, ever go back to that aver. It needs a beer. Let's learn first Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Ezu hi tshuva gemura. What is, he doesn't say Ezu tshuva, he says Ezu tshuva gemura. What's tshuva shalema? Ze shebali yadei dover sha'avar bai. That what the person was over on comes to him again. The efshu biyode lasaisa, and he could repeat the aveira. Upirish v'loy osa v'bnei atshuva, and he didn't do the aveira because of tshuva, like v'bnei hayira, not because he was afraid of anybody, but just because of v'bnei atshuva. So the Rambam says a much lower bar of tshuva. Tshuva is that aveira comes up to you one time, and you're pirish mimenu. Now somebody will say, no, it doesn't mean one time, it means forever. So the Lechem Mishnah here quotes a Gemara, and he asks, you should need two times. The Gemara in Yuma says, Ezeu bal tshuva, shabali yodei dvar aveira pam rishayna vishniya v'nitzel. Lechem Mishnah says, you should need two times. It says, pam rishayna vishniya, it has to happen twice. And the Lechem Mishnah answers that the Rambam's girsa is the Rib's girsa that you only need once. It's very clear. The Rambam here says tshuva is that you do tshuva that the next time the Aveira comes, you won't be either. If somebody doesn't bench properly, so he's doing tshuva, and then after Yom Tov he comes to his first suud, then he benches properly one time. So the Rambam calls that tshuva gemura, Ezi tshuva gemura. That the Nisayah comes to you one more time, the next time, and you're perish mimenu one time, and that is what he considers to be tshuva. Now, that's a much more doable tshuva, that it comes up to you one more time, and you could do it, you could handle it. So, that certainly is, it's a Rambam. It's even a Pella, because in this one, the Rambam says, Ezi tshuva gemura. It happens one time and you perish. In Halacha Beis, he says, Umahi Yatshuva, not Gemura, Umahi Yatshuva. Then he says, Shiyazav Achayte Chetai, V'yigma B'liba Shalaya Sehu Aid. And there he says, V'yayir Olavi De'atulum, Shalayasu V'zeh Achayt La'aylam. It seems to be a steer of the two Rambams. And it's even more shver, because the first Rambam calls the Tshuva Gemura, the one time. And Shalayasud Lois Yachet La'ilam, he says, Ma'iya Tshuva. It needs an explanation. So it seems that the aside of the Rambam is that there's a major difference between tshuva that comes lo'ilam ha'maisa, that happens, that comes up, and your pirish, and tshuva, which is b'machshava, that in your mind, you're not tested, you just in your mind, you're deciding, I'm not doing it. You want to get credit for deciding? Deciding has to be lo'ilam. In machshava, it has to be lo'ilam. But in the ilam ha'maisa, if you do it once, then that's adequate. That's really enough to be considered to be a tshuva. That's what it says here in the Rambam. The makairis for this, there are a few possible makairis to such a machshava. We find in Eiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the first parak of Eiv, Hari'isa avdi Eiv shein kamayu b'chal aretz ishtam. Hashem, he says, Eiv is a wonderful person. There's nobody like him in the whole world. And the Satan says, but you didn't test him. You didn't test him. Test him. So I don't understand. God says he's good. God says he's good. And the Satan says, but you didn't test him. You don't have to give a person a test unless you don't know. Why do you give tests? So you don't know if the person knows it or not. If God says he's good, why are you testing him? What's there to test? The site seems to be that being good b'machshava is one madrega. And when it's in the Olam HaMaisa, when it comes to Maisa, it's a different madrega. Rav Tzadik Reisis in Sitka Satzadik in Ayin Gimel, and the Sfasemis also in Yuma on Daf Pei Vav, that there's a difference in tshuva b'machshava and tshuva b'maisa. Avinu makenu hachzirenu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha is a tefillah for tshuva shleima, gemura, that it should come l'maisa, and now bring yourself a day in the sight. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hachzirenu tshuva that it should come l'maisa. That it should come l'maisa. Now, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that there are four things that are kaira gzardina shaladam. Four things that can rip up a gzardin. The Lashon Gemara is arba dvar mekaren gzardina shaladam, tzedaka, tzaaka, shinei Hashem, v'shinei ma'isa. That the Masha says that's where the what we say in Yantif had tshuva tefillah the. Hatzadaka, my Venus Rayagzaira comes from this Gemara. Shinei Hashem, we're not going to do every year. It's not practical. But the other three are Tzedaka, Tzaaka, and Shinei Maisa. So the Mefarshim jump on this. Really? Tzedaka without Tshuva is my Venus Rayagzaira? Is that true? Right? It's a Tzedaka, Tzaaka, and Shinei Maisa. Shinei Maisa is Tshuva. That means tzedakah and tzedakah davening and tzedakah are oiker gzardin without doing tshuva. You can buy yourself out of tshuva. Well, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Tzedakah, tzedakah, shinei maisa. So the answer is no. That tshuva belev is a requirement. You have to do tshuva belev. Shinei maisa is a different madrega. Shinei maisa is that it comes up again. And a person does it. It's not so easy when it comes up again that a person does it. The lamaisa of it is not so easy. A person is used to his old things. I remember once I used to go to Rav Druk's shmuzen in Eretz Yisrael when I went in the summer. And Rav Druk, I don't know if you ever was able to hear him speak. He's very powerful. And he was speaking, it was in the summer, maybe it was the parsha of Berachos HaMazon, but he said, did you ever hear before the Shofar how the bracha on the Shofar is made? Baruch atah Hashem. You make it with such a clear, loud voice. So he said that, what's the bracha on the Shofar? It's a drabanan. It's a drabanan. The Shofar is blowing the Shofar on first day is derais. The bracha is a drabanan. You say it so clearly. Baruch. So what about benching? Benching is deraisa. When you bench, why don't you say Baruch? Why don't you say it that way? And that was his spiel. You know, he was very dramatic. So I'm sitting there. and I stand here and I make the bracha on the shofar every year. I say Baruch, right? And I bench. See, now I decided, you know what, next time I bench, I'm not loud, but I'm going to do that to myself. I'll say at least the first part, Baruch. I'll say it clearly and I'll be machaber. I really decided to do it. So what happened? He used to speak between Mincha and Maariv. So my next benching was by Malava Malka. I forgot about it. I Bechal didn't remember that I had such a machshava to do it. And then the next time, I think I forgot about it again. Finally, middle of the week, once I remembered, and I started the Bar Aruch, I mean, quietly, but I remember doing it. I remember, like, I decided to do it, but till it came Lamaisa, I think the second time I did it, I remembered by Baruch, but by the time I got to Melech HaElam, I was already, like, somewhere else. It's really very hard to do. You think I'm joking. Try it. It's very hard to actually do something. Very easy to decide to do something. The Rambam is saying, Ezi Tshuva Gemura, if it comes Lamaisa, if it comes into an action Lamaisa, and the proof is this. The Gemara asks, in Rosh Hashanah, how do you know Shinei Maisa works? You know what the Gemara proves it from? How do you know Shinei Maisa works? Gemara proves it from Nineveh. From Nineveh, the Ar Hashem is Maaseyem, V'Yinochem Hashem. It's a Pella. This week we're learning Parshas Netzavim. Tshuva works, you need Nineveh? It's in Parshas Netzavim, you have here the whole Parsha of Perek Lamed. The parsha of tshuva, v'shavta Hashem lekecha, v'shamata b'koyle, v'shavah Hashem lekech shusecha, v'richamecha, v'shavah kibesa makalo amin. This is the parsha of tshuva. The Gemara says, how do you know Shinei Maisa works? From Nineveh. From Nineveh, you know tshuva? It's a pasuk in the parsha. The answer is what we're saying now, the Rambam says. This tshuva, that's belayv. And the Shinei Maisa. By Nineveh, Chazal say, it was not Sheyer Olav Yedea Telumais. It wasn't a permanent tshuva. It was a very temporary tshuva. But it was Oikad Gzardin. B'Yinochem Hashem. It wasn't, actually Nineveh weren't Sheyer Olav Yedea Telumais. Sheyazul I say Chet La'ilam. Fakir. Chazal say the Feirish that it wasn't that way. The answer is that Shinei Maisa has its own value. Being able to change just one time has its own value. And that's a nechama, it's still an avaita, but it's a nechama, that's a shemei tshuva. I once heard from Rav Shmuel Brudny a biur in this idea. What does it help? So you change once. What does it do? So he said, in the name of the Nesivis, I never found Nesivis inside, but I found it in my Yonah Shal Torah, and it's of him, it's printed there, B'Kitzer. The Nesivis says, tshuva is, what's tshuva? Tshuva means you go back. Go back where? I was never a tzaddik gomer back, that I should tshuva, go back to being a tzaddik gomer. The Siva says, when you do an aveira many times, it's not a struggle anymore. It goes by itself. If a person's accustomed to doing something improperly, it's not a struggle. Tshuva is to go back to when it was a struggle. Nasaloi keheter, the nasaloi keheter has to be uprooted. You uproot the nasaloi keheter, okay, you go back tshuva to your original struggles. Being mishana one time, that shinui, to do it once, that's oiker, the old habit, right? And then it becomes a struggle again. But al kaponim, this is my chip on the shoulder about the darshanim, who talk about doing tshuva until Hashem says witness that you'll never return to the Chet La'olam, which is, as I said, very depressing. This one, Ezi Tshuva Gemura, that you'll do it once? Do it once. That's something I think that we can manage, or at least try to manage. And the Rambam calls it Tshuva Gemura, Tshuva Shalayma. So I hope that we should be zeicha to a wonderful Tav Shinayin Zayin. I want to thank everybody for being part of the Mishmar for Tav Shinayin Vav. Even if you missed before, if you came tonight, that's Tshuva Shleima. And Yom Yitzhak Shem will keep it up. It should be a good convention here for everybody.